the airwaves here, toll-free number 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Once again, 855-453 is the number here, brought to you by SACL CAI, and you can, of course, join us on the web as well over at freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive and actually create the content of the website. Those other talk show hosts, they want to tell you what's important. Well, our site works in the reverse. You tell us what's important. In fact, the news story we were talking about tonight, I pulled right from the front page of freetalklive.com. It was thanks to one of our listeners for going there and taking the time to actually put that up on our site, and then everybody else who voted for it. It's currently the number two story on freetalklive.com, the title, Paralyzed Man Loses High Court Right to Die Case, from the person who submitted it, Raw Steel. And you can create your own account at freetalklive.com.
Right.
It's free. And submit whatever you want to the site, and then others
It's totally
vote.
Hijackable. I mean, it's not like there's even a tremendous amount of votes on these stories.
How
if you think
people
that Paul Ryan is the savior for the 2012 election, you can go there and you can post your stories and vote on other people's stuff.
Yeah, but it can be voted down,
of
too.
Of course it'll be voted down. It's because it's preposterous nonsense.
Okay. So you can go and get interactive.
But you could bring, dozens of your friends and then take over.
You could, Mark, but you shouldn't give people ideas like that, because that wouldn't be really honest, would it?
Sure, I mean, it would.
It's not technically illegal.
What are you talking about?
The site's rules,
this is how it's set up.
Yeah.
That's the rules of the game. Look, if our listeners want... We've got hundreds of thousands of listeners. If they want to step up and do something about it, they're welcome to do it.
That's true. That's true.
That's how the website's set up. That's what people should do.
I don't know. I just try not to encourage people to work the system.
What are you talking about? You are telling them to go upload stories.
Yes, absolutely.
Please, go upload stories that are important to you.
But not artificially.
The best way to get your artificially, what's artificial about trying to get your friends to vote on something? Are you telling me you wouldn't want your friends to vote on the stories that you thought were important at freetalklive.com?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, Mark. I don't know. It just seems like putting ideas.
Put on your big boy pants, you namby-pamby crybaby. Did you wet that seat over there? I'm going to check under seat.
You are in a mood tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But, yeah, you can go and vote up the things you like and down what you don't. And then you can submit your own items to the website at freetalklive.com. So get interactive. And we've been talking about your right to life, your right to control your own life, or at least the theoretical right, because it's a good one, in my opinion. I think that's a good idea, the idea that you own yourself, and therefore you should be able to control yourself, meaning you should be able to have the ultimate decision, the ultimate control to decide whether or not that you want to continue on in this earth, that you want to take one's own life. You should be able to make that choice. But yet governments around the world have decided that no, you shouldn't. We will tell you when it's appropriate to die. And in their opinion, it's not appropriate to die, even if you are a completely crippled, quadriplegic man who is absolutely locked into a wheelchair and can only blink his eyes to communicate, who says that his life is basically a living nightmare. Even he must continue on living his living nightmare, because should he be able to kill himself, well, that would affirm that people actually own themselves, and so therefore the state could never allow that. And that's what we've been discussing here for the most part tonight. But you can also bring up anything you want. Let's go back to Linda in South Carolina. Now, Linda, you were making a point before break, and maybe I'm a little bit dense, but I feel like I wasn't getting it. So can you run it by me again?
No, baby, you're not dense. What it is, and I apologize for my emotion, and I at least had the opportunity to regroup, but I am so fed up with the government's intervention in absolutely every area of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, and I'm using Mark as an example, he's a baby with a baby. I'm an old woman. He would want to live. Maybe I would want to die, but the government will make that call. How dare they? How dare they?
How dare they?
And I'm with you.
The point is, baby, I am so absolutely petrified that if we don't follow you and Mark, that the day will really come.
Well, I don't want anybody to follow me. Just to clarify, I don't want anyone to follow me at all. I am not here to be anyone's leader. People should follow their own inner light, so to speak. They should follow themselves.
Are our inner light. I have listened to you guys, and when prior to you being incarcerated, there are so many things that you kids are literally. I wish people could listen. And what doesn't happen in New Hampshire for people who can't get there? They can do it with their families, and they can do it in their neighborhood, and they can branch it out into their community, even though they can't maybe get there. But my point, let's get back to the reality. This person is suffering tremendously and wants to die. How dare the government? Who are they?
Thank you, Linda, for the call. Appreciate your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Indeed, who do these people think they are? Well, they must think that they're your betters, that they are our betters, that they are our superiors, that they are the elites, they are the educated, they are the ones who know everything, and we are just subservient to them, and we will do
right.
as we are told.
And the stuff they write down on paper is more important than your life. They, you know, these criminals, these thieves, these liars, they get together in Capitol buildings across the country and across the world, and then they say that, well, we've written crap down on paper. Of course, we were stuffing our pockets full of your money while we did it, but we wrote this stuff down on paper. We can't let somebody go kill themselves, because then everybody would want to kill themselves, and then the doctors would want to kill everybody. We are the only ones that are allowed to kill people.
And speaking of people with the egos that want to have followers, politicians are those people. Look, I don't mind setting an example for people. I don't mind inspiring people.
You work very hard to set a good example.
That I'm fine with. But ultimately, I don't want anyone to follow me. I don't want anyone to do what I tell them. I'm not into that. That's not...
You're actually a pretty introverted dude.
Yeah, that's not my thing. I think that, you know, people are inspired by what I do and would like to emulate it by all means, but please try to do it in a better way, because there's certainly no guarantee that I've done it in the best way. I've just done it. You know, I've gotten out there and I've stood up for what I believed in, and people have critical things to say about it, and people have praiseworthy things to say. I got an email from somebody saying how much he enjoys watching the videos, and of course my response was, when are you moving to New Hampshire? Because you can sit and watch and be entertained, because we do want to make our videos entertaining, like Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which I recommend you see over at victimlesscrimespree.com, and it is entertaining. So it's good to be entertained, but eventually, hopefully, you'll be inspired, whether it's by me or by Derek J or by Mark or whoever it is that comes next at Damo, whatever the inspiration is, to do something. Pick up and take action and stand up for your beliefs. Because, as was mentioned earlier tonight, it's because we haven't done anything collectively. We've done very little collectively. Is why the things are the way they are. Is why that the government guys are able to easily rule over us and pass all manner of rules and regulations and taxes that people just obediently jump through the hoops for. And it just has to end at some point, or otherwise you're just going to be progressively more and more enslaved. And you have to ask yourself, at what point will you do something? If not now, when? If not now, at a point at which you have, you know, multi-trillion-dollar federal government that gets involved in almost every aspect of your life, you know, who of us out there isn't subject to some form of taxation or regulation on a regular basis in our daily lives? You know, eventually it will hit you, and it will hit you hard, and hopefully by that point it won't be too late to stand up, really. So think about that. What'll it take? What more depredations? How much more murder in your name? How many more people have to die overseas or here at home? How many more people have to have their lives decimated? Whether it be somebody who's prevented from killing themselves in a sort of a terminal illness situation, or just your run-of-the-mill marijuana arrest that ends up resulting in somebody losing their job or losing their apartment or their home or their family because they've been aggressed against by the state in their insane war on drugs. How many more victims have to be created before you'll finally just, you know, tell yourself that you've had enough and you're willing to actually put something on the line yourself? 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, or just sit back and watch as all of your freedoms are continually stripped away. 1-855-450-3733, you take control here. It is Free Talk Live. Yeah, take control while you still have free to. Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark.
One of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 17th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,641.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,655.26, $827.63 for a half ounce, or $413.81 for a quarter ounce. $1,615.26, $827.63, and $413.81.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. And, of course, you can bring us anything you want here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features that we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Our mobile site is available for those of you with a smartphone. Does not matter what brand of phone you have. You can go to m.freetalklive.com. You'll find software there for your brand of phone, whichever operating system you're using. You'll find the links to our live streams, and you can get tuned into Free Talk Live's live streams around the clock. You'll always hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live when you're listening there. Once again, go to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
And if you'd like to get your hands on some silver or gold, you should go to silver.freetalklive.com or gold.freetalklive.com, because you'll be able to hook yourself up with hand-picked gold and silver pieces like British Sovereigns, 20 francs, Lakota Nation silver rounds, and more. You can go to silver.freetalklive.com to order there through Midas Resources. That's the company that is actually behind the syndication of Free Talk Live. So whenever you order through silver.freetalklive.com, you're actually directly benefiting Free Talk Live in that you're helping keep our syndicate happy. And you're also going to benefit Free Talk Live directly in that we get a very, very small percentage of any purchases made.
That's because there's not much of a markup on
there is
the gold or silver.
So go to silver.freetalklive.com. It's a great idea to help protect your wealth against the continual robbery by the state in the form of inflating the money supply, because gold and silver have historically been very good at holding their value against inflation. So go to silver.freetalklive.com, or if you don't have the internet, you can call them at 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938 to get your gold and silver. As we go to the phones here and continue with your thoughts, let's talk to Robert, listening in somewhere around the Delaware area to WGMD-FM. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I gotta say, you guys covered a lot of things since I first called.
Well, that's true. We can sometimes move at a quick pace.
Yep. Sometimes it goes fast. Sometimes
it kind of changed what I want to talk about.
Go right ahead.
You are under no obligation to follow any topic. You can pick up whatever you want.
It's Free Talk Live.
I do have to admit, lately the government has been following George Orwell's plan pretty closely.
They seem hell bent on it.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, as you said earlier, that is our fault. Not so much that we have to release, but we voted for the wrong idiots, and we let the people in there get too much power that we can't vote some of that power out. It's a complete waste because, I mean, look in California where drugs, you know, marijuana at least, is now legally sold, while other states it's not. You made a comment earlier that kind of about how 51% Sharon could say how you do it. As long as you play your music too loud, problem is, there's people out there who think, as long as I'm playing in my house, doesn't matter how loud it is, how many people get covered out with it.
Well, if you're making too much noise and that noise is violating other people's personal space, then...
I agree. But the problem is, without the government, where we all vote together to decide what it is, I mean, what would be the alternative to 51% deciding how much noise is too loud?
Well,
otherwise,
I think that
you gotta say, well, this isn't too loud, or this is your first year.
If the government stayed within a certain set of boundaries, and those boundaries being, you know, as long as...
Well, unfortunately, they're going past the boundaries, like
agreed.
Mayor Mike with his 32-ounce nonsense.
That's the nature of monopolies. Monopolies are going to expand their purview. They have no competition and nothing to keep them in check. And when you have the government, which is a monopoly on the use of violence, because that's what they'll use on you whenever you break their rules, and they can make whatever rules they want, then they're going to expand. What's that?
Well, through the votes, you're supposed to keep them from being able to make whatever rules they want.
How's that been working out for you?
Well, we have 230-something years of making the votes and seeing how that works out.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Well, it was, and then too many people, I agree, it was a corrupted system. I'm not saying the system's wrong. I'm saying it was corrupted.
I'm saying
that's
it's wrong.
Corrupted. I'm not saying...
I'm going to say that it's wrong because it doesn't... Even if it was, you know, some uncorrupt people that were in there, it's still wrong to have 51% decide things for the other 49%. I mean, people should have rights, and the rights should...
Rights. Oh, yes, you absolutely have rights.
But you don't get to get rid of rights because of a majority vote.
Yeah, no, you still have your... Don't confuse a majority vote as in the other 49 have rights.
Those 49 still have their rights.
Slowly those rights have been eroded. So according to the Constitution, we've got the right to keep and bear arms. But there are plenty of people out there that don't want you to, and they've been somewhat successful because there are 20,000...
The problem is that you have the right to bear arms. I have no problem with everyone. All honest citizens have a right to bear arms.
Well, why don't all
citizens... It's already a qualification now, huh?
That's not what the government said. That's not what the founding document said, and I don't think that that's true. You don't think that dishonest people have the right to protect their families?
The problem is they don't use it to protect their families. They use it to endanger other families.
Well, I'm a convicted felon. I got out of prison more than a decade ago, and it was for murder. It doesn't get any worse than that. But I live with my wife and my child, and I happen to live in a town where there's no cop. Are you telling me I shouldn't be able to protect myself from somebody who wants to come
there's
up
no
and do
cop?
A home invasion?
If there's no cop, who's going to keep you from carrying the gun?
Well, there are cops elsewhere, and there's state cops.
I'm just saying, if there's no cop there, they're not going to come check on you. They're not going to check your house. How are they going to know you have a gun or not?
But it's still illegal. Even if I happen to have, you know, some kind, even if I had an armory in there with a Laws rocket in order to keep people out, and who knows what I've really got, right? But if, you know, it's illegal, and if for whatever reason they wanted to search my house, they could go ahead and find it. It's not like you can keep them
as
out if they want to come in.
As long as ever, you still have the right that they can search your house without probable cause.
There's a lot of it. You know, there's all kinds of people. There was a situation this week where the cops came in, they shot the family dog. They made the kids sit down by the dog's corpse. They searched the family's house. It turns out that the warrant they had was for the house next door, and they had the wrong number on it. But they did find themselves a bag of pot.
Thanks for the call, Robert. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-453.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work.
1-855-450-3733. Camden is on the line, listening in East Texas to XM's Extreme Talk. Camden, what's on your mind? Camden.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Kevin. How you doing?
How do you spell your name? Is it C-A-M-D-E-N?
No, K-E-V-I-N.
Kevin, way off. All right, Kevin, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Nobody was confusing.
Yeah, I'm from behind the pine curtain. It might be hard for you to hear me.
The pine curtain?
No, the rhetoric that's come out of, I guess, Chicago and different places, but the new Black Panther Party, it's none of it's been on the mainstream media.
Yeah, I haven't heard much about it, but I've heard a lot of
They're calling for out just total race war, and they're wanting to blow up nurseries that's got white babies in there, and...
Yikes.
Wouldn't that be kind of dumb? I mean, if you were a member of an ethnic minority that was fewer than 20% of the population of the United States, and you wanted to wage war on the ethnic majority, wouldn't that be a really bad idea?
That would be a very bad idea because they have neither the population nor the weapons.
But just remember, the Black Panthers don't speak for black people.
Right. Racism is dumb, period. Kevin, if you want to hang on, we can bring back here in a moment. But racism is dumb, period. So, of course, it's kind of dumb. I mean, whether it's the KKK.
I don't know. I'm just taking his word on it. I've heard
whether it's the KKK or the Black Panthers, if you're racist, you know, you're probably not too bright. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZ Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZ Armor costs, and I installed EZ Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features, we give them away, and you can go and enjoy the webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners as our chat room's built into the same page. So go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Mail to Jail is mail-to-jail.com is now making it possible to donate directly to your favorite political prisoners using bitcoins. You can donate directly to Adamo, our sometime co-host here on Free Talk Live, when he's not in jail for being the press, or any other jailed liberty activist with bitcoins. All you have to do is go to mail-to-jail.com. You can also donate to their great work there. And, you know, it's a great little thing. It uses bitcoins, which is, you know, awesome, anonymous internet currency. You can't get any kind of, you know, nobody's tracking who's sending money and who's receiving it or anything like that. You're just helping people that need help. You know, Adamo, you know, will be getting donations directly to his commissary. And I don't know, we don't know how long he's going to be in there, frankly. Hopefully it's not much
could
more
be
than
a month. Could be two.
Yeah. mail-to-jail.com. And if you need optical transceivers for your networking equipment and you want to support Liberty at the same time, buy them from memorydealers.com. You can buy them with bitcoins, you can buy them with cash. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, so we lost our caller who was on the line. He was talking about apparently there's a new Black Panther Party, and they have been saying some horrible things about killing killing white people, and of course there have been some horrible things that the KKK has said about killing black people, and so what's new? There's racists in the world, and they're despicable, and I should be a little bit nicer. Racism, I think, is stupid, but the people who are racist are not necessarily stupid. They are just ignorant.
Well, you
that
know,
can be cured. Ignorance can be cured, and people who are racist can change.
If you want to look at the world from the arbitrary decisions of race, and, you know, at this point, we're all mutts. You know, these people out there that have racist ideas, they're part other races and probably the race that they dislike. I mean, the statistical likelihood of you being a pure bred in whatever race it is that you believe, you know, is important to you is really unlikely. You know, people might decide, I've decided that I don't have a race, because race is something that you decide for yourself. It's just something or it's something that other people decide for you, but it's arbitrary. It's not true. You know, if somebody's half Asian, people might call them Asian in this country, but in another country they'd call them white, because they look, you know, they just look different. And so what? I mean, it's just something that people are making up. So I've decided I'm not even going to play that race game for myself. But some people might decide that I'm white, but they'd be wrong, because, you know, I've tested my DNA and...
You got some Indian in you, right?
Yeah, I've got some Indian in me and some Jew in me and whatever. So what? Big
Indeed.
Deal.
Let's go to the phones here and see what you think about whatever's on your mind. Larry, listening to Kalamazoo's WKZO. Hey, Larry.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was listening to you guys talk about the assisted suicide in England, and I can understand both sides. I mean, the part of the problem is that he's asking for doctor-assisted. And you know, I'm a psychologist, you know, and I'm licensed, and I have to follow ethical guidelines, and if I don't, and so I can't, even if the person comes to me and says, oh, I want help, well, they might not be in a state of mind where they can do that. The other problem on the other side is with the legal system. So our legal system, you know, the courts unfortunately can't go in and make a decision about one case. It always sets precedent for following cases. You know, and I think that's why judges don't want to go in and say, oh, yeah, we allow this one, because then everybody coming along after that, even if it's not a worthy case, will say, well, see, that precedent allowed it, so we have to have it too. So it's a really tough issue to look at. Yeah, I mean, I understand the person has control over themselves, but they don't physically. And how do you get over that? It's a real dilemma. I don't know the answer to it.
You know, as a judge, I get where you're coming from, and you know, with the English common law system, which England and the United States are sort of based on, you know, I get that there's precedent. I really do. I understand why judges would be reticent to do it, but it's because they're cover your butt bureaucrats. You know, as a judge, if I was sitting there, I'd be like, oh my God, this person needs to be able to commit suicide if that's what they need to be able to do. I mean, he's a judge, for God's sake. That's what he's supposed to do. And one decision doesn't mean that the whole world slips into anarchy.
Well, but I'm sure you guys have dealt with the legal system, and I've had some dealings with
sadly.
The legal system. And unfortunately, as a friend of mine said one time, I said, well, what's the problem with the justice system? The problem is that we call it the justice system. It's not a justice system. It's a legal system.
It's a legal system.
The difference
yeah.
is a justice system should be looking for justice. A legal system is just a system that follows a set of rules.
Right, yes. And it propagates itself as well.
Right.
I think you've made some good observations, but clearly the choice you do make in this case, if this were to set precedent, and I think that it's nonsense, because we've seen courts make decisions before and seen bureaucrats ignore those decisions left and right, so the idea that any of its precedent is ridiculous.
The idea that they follow their own law.
Right, and courts can ignore precedent at will, it seems, in my observation. But even if it were to set precedent, then the right precedent to set is that people own themselves and they should be able to kill themselves even in ridiculous circumstances, even for reasons that we disagree with, even for reasons that we would find offensive or reasons that we don't think are appropriate, because it's not our life to live.
And part of the problem, though, is in my area, you know, if a person is temporarily mentally ill and they say, oh, I want to die now, are they really capable of making that decision?
Mental illness is the single most difficult issue to deal with when talking about rights theory and people owning themselves and the idea that we are sovereign individuals, because you enter into this situation where, you know, I absolutely believe that I have met mentally ill people.
You're sitting across from one of them.
As a matter of fact, I believe I work with a mentally ill person. I believe that I think we've all probably entered moments of time where we're mentally ill ourselves.
Yeah.
And I don't think that there's any such thing as a person. There is no paradigm where a person is absolutely sane. Only the insane people would believe that they are sane. So, you know, you always have people questioning other people. So, you know, what the government's doing is it's allowing insane people to drive, to own guns, and to do all kinds of other dangerous, awful things.
To get into public office.
Right. I mean, you know, like, if we're all crazy, and I think we all are, then, you know, how do we figure out how we get through this world?
Let me just make one comment. I had a professor back in graduate school who said, suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
Agreed. Well, in this guy's case, it's a pretty permanent problem.
Thanks, Larry, for the call. I appreciate your thoughts and observations.
But mostly suicide is chosen by people who have very temporary problems.
855-450-FREE. I tend to understand and agree with where you're coming from, but ultimately, I don't think it should be a crime. I don't think that those people who are attempting suicide and who fail should be put in a jail cell.
But this is doctor-assisted suicide is what his concern is.
I understand that. I think all suicide should be legal. I don't think you should be charged with a crime if you attempt to kill yourself and fail. That's wrong.
I agree with you on that, but most doctors could set it up where, you know, if they were allowed to, you know, I don't think they would do it, but if they were allowed to, they could do like the Kevorkian did and just make it so somebody could turn a little switch and kill themselves.
Sure, but I doubt many doctors would be willing to assist someone with suicide because their girlfriend broke up with them.
Agreed.
Right? So there would be some sort of an interview process, and, you know, the doctor would make the decision as to whether or not he could, you know, as part of his Hippocratic Oath, still be able to be a doctor after helping.
And be clear, Kevorkian did not get convicted for any of those other situations where he helped somebody die. Mm-hmm. He only got convicted when he finally did it himself because the person couldn't
do
it themselves.
Let's go to Derek J. on the line with Eddie Free in D.C., checking in from Lemonade Freedom Day. Hey, guys.
Hey, good to be with you guys. Well, Lemonade Freedom Day in D.C. was a huge success. We had about 100 people or more. Tourists were getting in on the action and enjoying raw milk for the first time and engaging in voluntary interactions with other free human beings.
That's exciting. LemonadeFreedom.com was the website. If you guys can hang on, we'll bring it back here in a moment and talk a little bit more about what happened today. Hopefully no one was arrested as they were last year.
Yeah, arresting people for selling lemonade.
We'll come back in a moment.
Lemonade stands.
I can tell you that Lemonade Freedom Day went smoothly here in Keene, New Hampshire, and no arrest, no harassment from the police. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. How about where you live? You can take control here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are next.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-441-5707. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-441-5707. That's 1-800-441-5707.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Can take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number is 855-453 in the remaining moments of this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. But hey, if you don't get on tonight and you still have something to say, you can say it online, of course, at our Twitter or Facebook, and you can, of course, call tomorrow night, because we do this thing 7 nights a week. Mark, you're going to be here for the live Sunday show with Stephanie tomorrow night, so still plenty of time for your calls, even if you don't get in tonight. Our number, again, is 855-450-FREE, and you can, of course, join us over at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll learn there how you can get a free bumper sticker for Free Talk Live. You can download web graphics, high-res graphics even, you can use for whatever purposes you'd like. Maybe you want to make your own Free Talk Live t-shirt. You can do that with our high-res graphics over at freetalklive.com. Actually, promote.freetalklive.com. Derek J., formerly on Tuesday nights with us and is only off the air simply because he's not physically here in New Hampshire to be on the air with us. Certainly miss you, Derek J., and of course, Eddie Free is with you down there as well in D.C. as you guys experience today's Lemonade Freedom Day at lemonadefreedom.com. All around the country, people were engaging in lemonade sales without government permits. And so tell me more about what happened today in D.C.
That's right. Well, we were in the District of Criminals this morning, right outside Capitol Hill, and it turns out that the criminals didn't want to be a part of our interaction. They were invited via bullhorn to come and participate in the free exchange of goods and services that we had available, and no one showed up. It was a big surprise to me, especially given the precedent from last year where three people were arrested. Mm-hmm. You may remember Will Duffield, Meg McLean, and Kathy Dill were arrested. And all three were in attendance today, and yet we all remain unmolested by the law enforcers.
Fantastic. Can I imagine?
Better luck next time.
Do you have a video camera? Were you able to capture interviews and the scene, that sort of thing?
I was. I was walking around with a video camera all day. I was one of many video cameras. There's a lot of footage that's going to be coming out from this event, and I'm still uploading videos myself. Some are online already at Freeman TV. The best way for folks to check that out is through my blog, which launched today, libertyontour.com. You know, the Liberty on Tour guys, Pete Eyre and Damo Freeman, are no longer using that site, but I am on tour. So the Freeman in Exile tour just began today with this important event.
Well, so is your pitch, come watch my video, nothing happened?
that was something that some of the activists were discussing as we left is, these things typically go viral when the police have interactions with us that are unwarranted. But today, I think the success was that we showed strength in numbers makes a difference. And that's
absolutely.
Just a, you know, a thing that I experienced in the Free State Project up in New Hampshire, when folks get together and participate in civil disobedience together, the law enforcers want to have no part of it. When there were three people doing civil disobedience, well, then the police felt like they could swoop in and hurt peaceful people.
And what was the total number of folks that you saw out there today?
I saw over 100.
Wow.
There were tourists who came in to participate as they were passing through and enjoying the reflecting pool.
That's excellent. So as far as activists, would you say, what would you say, a dozen, couple dozen? What's accurate?
I would say almost 40 of them were activists.
That's excellent. Now, of course, part of the reason why it was so successful is because this year's Lemonade Freedom Day combined with the Raw Milk Freedom Riders, the ladies and gents who support people being able to choose to drink raw milk without being thrown in a cage or threatened with fines by the government people. And so there was not just lemonade available today.
That's right. And, in fact, the lemonade sold out. So a lot of people were trying raw milk for the first time. That was something that a lot of people weren't expecting. Hmm. I know I engaged in some voluntary exchange and enjoyed some raw milk today. And
excellent.
It was my understanding that this was the only place in D.C. where raw milk was available.
And available illegally as well. It was actually illegal for it to even cross the state lines to get there in the first place. So I'm glad to hear that it went well. I know that here in Keene, Kate, her sister, was doing it. I think she's all of 8 years old, and they had a lemonade stand set up right in the heart of downtown Keene on Main Street. The police completely left it alone, and she sold out. Plus, Daryl Perry from the Cop Block Police Accountability Podcast was on foot with lemonade, and he was actually selling cups and would give people lemonade for free. So that was his gimmick. He was just kind of walking around asking people if they wanted free lemonade and then would sell them a cup for a donation, which the person could decide for themselves what the donation was. So he said he was getting 50 cents to a dollar, in some cases zero for the cups, but was basically giving lemonade free to anybody that wanted it.
Well, that is an interesting gimmick. And Free's got some information.
Yeah, we were paid with, you know, not just FRNs, but we were given silver, copper.
That's Federal Reserve notes.
I got a Shire card, Shire silver card even.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, FRNs refers to Federal Reserve notes. That's what it says on your little green piece of paper. You know, the Federal
Reserve.
For those
who do not know,
is a private organization of banks, not a government agency.
So, Derek, you know, you've kicked off your exile tour. You are out of the Shire for approximately a year, although you will be coming back briefly next month for a quick visit. But generally, you're going to be out of the Shire. You're going to be touring around the country. You're going to be likely talking to folks about VictimlessCrimeSpree.com, your full feature-length documentary film, which is, by the way, now available as an entry on the Internet Movie Database for those who like that website, imdb.com. You can go there and cast your vote, select how many stars you think Victimless Crime Spree deserves. And so you're kicking off the tour today, right?
That's right. And I wanted to go in a straight line, but for those who know me, I don't do anything straight. So I'm going up to New Jersey to investigate a victory garden that a young woman in Jersey City has presented. And she feels very strongly that everyone should grow food, even people in the city. And I want to learn about how that's possible. I'm the city slicker myself. Mm. I don't know anything about growing food, so I'm hoping to learn a lot. And if folks want to learn how they can be a part of it, they should check it out at libertyontour.com. And that's where I'll be blogging throughout the exile tour.
I'm glad to see Liberty on Tour coming back, but I hope that you'll also continue cross-posting or cross-post your stuff over at Free Keene, or at the very least post a teaser at Free Keene to Liberty on Tour so you can get some more traffic over that way, because obviously we want to keep up to date with what you're doing over there, too.
Absolutely. I'd be glad to. Thanks so much for having me on, guys.
Hey, guys. Really appreciate the time, and be safe on the road out there. Derek J., keep checking in by phone to let our listeners know what's going on with your exile tour. And folks, by the way, can support your exile tour. The fundraiser is still going on, is it not?
It sure is. And the easiest way to find it is through victimlesscrimespree.com. While you're watching the movie, you know, throw in some coin if you want to see more events like this happening and more coverage of these style events.
Yeah, the link is there on the right-hand side of the page at victimlesscrimespree.com. Derek J., Eddie Free, thanks for calling in. Glad that everything went smoothly. No arrests today in D.C. We've yet to hear from anyone else as to whether or not their lemonade stands were aggressed against today. But so far, everything seems in the clear. Thanks for the call, guys. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Ed, listening in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Mark, the odds are in your favor.
Hey.
You really don't have to worry about having a gun.
But, well, what kind of odds are you referring to?
I just thought, you're talking about not having a weapon. You're not allowed to have a weapon.
That's
don't
correct.
Worry about it. You're in New Hampshire, one of the safest states.
It
you
is.
Know what I mean, the odds are in your favor. I'm not saying you have a zero chance, but the odds are greatly in your favor. You'll never need it.
I think I've sadly bent the odds against me, though, by becoming a nationally syndicated radio talk show host.
Oh, no, you're all right.
All right,
don't
thanks.
Most talk show hosts are not murdered by their listeners.
That's yeah, most talk show hosts pack
heat.
Hey,
I bet the odds on that are astronomical, too. Even though my son had warned me about some, you probably know, I really don't know, but it was some talk show host that did get shot in his driveway. But, hey, I want to
It has
on
happened.
The,
It absolutely has happened.
Yeah.
And then sometimes there's just people that aren't targeting talk show hosts. They just, you know, crash their car into a radio station or something like that. So you never know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, like I said, the odds are really in your favor.
Very good, Ed. What else do you want to share?
Hey, also, the Black Panthers, these people are so, I mean, hey, they're logically deficient if you think about it. The Black Panthers, how many people they kill lately?
Not many.
Zero that we know of. It's just like the terrorist threat. They build all this stuff. They listen to this kook, Alex Jones, as y'all know. Look, Americans died last year.
The Black Panthers listen to Alex Jones?
Yeah, a lot of these people listen to Alex Jones and then call other radio stations just reverberating that.
You're talking about our caller earlier, not the Black Panthers, just to be clear.
No, yeah, the caller earlier talking
okay.
about the Black Panthers. I'm saying a lot of them. I don't know that he does, but anyway. Hey, Americans killed last year by international terrorists, 15. Number of Americans killed by falling television in that same year, 2010.
No way.
16.
I don't 16. Believe it.
Falling televisions?
Yeah, falling televisions kill more people than terrorists.
Thanks fun. For that one, Ed. That's fun. Appreciate
I did have a friend
call.
Who had a television fall on his head.
Oh.
It didn't kill him.
He lived through it?
Yes.
Concussion?
I had hurt him and he had to go to the hospital.
All right, so we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com and have yourself a super weekend.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.